Excuse me, the recordings have started.
Thank you very much, Ashley. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the NCEC ESCOM call on 25th of April 2016. On the call today, we have Rafiq Dawak, Fazani Badi, Milky Muala, Peter Green. We have apologies from Grace Gitiaga and Jao Carlos Karibe. And from staff, we have myself, Mariam Bakoshi. I would like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much. Over to you, Rafiq.
Thanks, Mariam. And please, as usual, take the notes in 4 minutes of this conf call. Okay. Hi, everyone, and thanks for joining today. It's unusual that we have call in Monday, but it was needed because we have a hard time to find available slot for everyone. Okay, so let's start with the first agenda item. Mariam, can you move to the next slide? Yeah. So one of the first items we want to do is the crop. We thought that we moved on with the crop, but we have now to replace at least three people. For Artie, we can move her to the new fiscal year from July. That's okay. But still, we have to find a replacement for Aiden. Aiden is going anyway to the Oasis Forum. It's now supported by Adam directly, so that's okay. That's good. But we can use his thought for someone else. And we have the thought for Renata. She sent that, I think last week, saying that she cannot go to Mexico as she planned because the situation in Brazil. So we have three slots to replace. And thanks to Varsana, she made a proposal, and maybe she can talk more about what she is suggesting exactly. Varsani?
Yes, hi. So I am suggesting that we reissue the call for crop. And Carol has agreed to go instead of Renata to the OECD ministerial. And so we possibly can give Carol that slot. And my proposal was to reissue the call and ask the members to submit proposals for a June meeting. And I have provided a kind of a brief list of events that are going on. Rafiq does not like that. He thinks that they should come up with their own initiative, which I agree with. But I think at this stage, a little bit of hand-holding is not a problem. So we can just propose that they go to these meetings, like there's the USA IGF in June, and there are a couple of other IGF initiatives meetings happening. So I was wondering if you agree with issuing the call. If we issue the call, we have to also decide very quickly, and that means that we can't just wait for the proposals to come in. When we get a proposal, we have to decide yes or no and then move on.
Okay, thanks for Zeni. Just about maybe clarification about you. You're suggesting Carol to replace. We thought that Carol to support him for Civicus, but I can assume that he's not going anyway, and he's going to, we can give him the crop to go to Mexico.
Well, Carol, I don't know how close Civicus is. It might be like in a couple of days. I'm not sure. Carol doesn't mind going to Civicus, but we thought that it might be just too close and not be possible. Anyhow, we can also think about which one is more important for Carol to go to. If we can support him to go to Civicus, then we have to compare to OECD ministerial and see if it's better to go to Civicus or to the ministerial.
Can you check with him if he's going with Civicus? Because we said that we may support him at least partially. For the OECD minister, I think why it's good target is there are so many civil society organization there. Some that we know, but others that we are not familiar with, and they can be really good target because they usually work in ICT in general, and they are kind of involved in such processes. So I see them as maybe a good target, but if we can check with him, if he can go to Mexico, and also he need to check that he can register, because for the OECD meeting and CSAC forum, he need to register anyway. For the call, I mean, if it is, we don't have that much choice. We can go with it. And let's see what we can get. I mean, kind of we don't have the luxury of choices here. Maybe if we can hear from others, Milton, Peter.
I'm a bit confused by the whole crop situation. What exactly is wrong about just not making any recommendations and not using all of the slots that we have?
Well, technically, no problem. I mean, it's up to us if you want to use them or not. It just may be kind of risk if we don't use. It's hard, for example, to ask for more in future. So, the staff is still working to get the extension for next year. So we don't even sure if we can get for 2017. But the likelihood is high. But we may also end up in the risk like what we that happened for. There was in 2015, there was a budget for having a policy conference for the GNSO, for the community, and nobody used that budget. And the financial team, they decided to drop it. It was the same budget that we could use before to organize, like, the conference in Singapore. So that's one of the risks. If you don't use and they do assessment, they find, for example, that only ALAC is using most of the slots but not the GNSO, they may think that GNSO is not interested. So that's one of the risk. Yes, Milton.
Okay, so I understand if we don't use it fully, we might lose it, but... we are using how much of it? Three of these slots?
We use it already one, and there is the one for African Internet Summit sounds okay. It was approved, and now it's more like travel arrangement with Unriad. So we have three slots to deal with. So at least if we can get two slots replaced, it will be. I think it won't be bad. At least, I think. But if we can make the remaining three, it will be good.
Well, again, it just seems like we're twisting ourselves into a pretzel to do things simply because the money is there and not because it really supports our mission that much. I mean, it all seems to be, not all of it, but some of it seems to be quite marginal. I mean, it appears that the well, what's a big success of a crop-funded activity? Have there been any things that we consider really, really great?
Okay, I cannot judge for previous years because there was an issue to plan like beforehand. And they kind of use it mostly, the crop, just kind of, you know, at late stage and just to be sure to use much of them. So it's hard to assess for the previous year. For this year, I mean, we only use it once. And it was an opportunity to get kind of panel with most of the panelists were NCUC member, and also an opportunity to organize a side event in ICANN office in Brussels. It was managed by Farzan and Monica. So it's something we tried and we experimented. So we don't have the same capability for each crop, but we are trying to use those as kind of outreach, because I don't think we can use our own funding for that. So,
well, my view at this point would be to, instead of scrambling to grab a bunch of the marginal additional crop fundings, I would just write a memo to ICANN saying that we need a longer planning horizon and we look forward to next year. You may give some explanation as to why we were behind schedule this year, and say that we hope that the being behind schedule doesn't affect funding levels for the next round. But I see no reason to issue another call and go through all of this just because it's there, unless there's something, some proposal waiting in the wings that we all think is absolutely fantastic and must be funded.
Okay, so I had discussion with the staff and about the whole process and the requirement, like 6 weeks, and how all this work put a lot of burden on us. So they are aware of that. The thing, if we can, for next year, if you want to make things more more easier, we have to start planning from June before the fiscal year starts, so we can use the funding, the slot efficiently, because at the end what happened for us is that we are trying to plan something that for any effort that should be have been done like six months before. Yes, that's one of the ideas, Milton, and also we have to, as a requirement, we have to make an outreach, NCUC outreach strategy. Not complicated requirement, and we already have a slot that we are going to provide to RT to go to Asia Pacific IGF. But at least if we can replace one or two, it's not going to be bad. I mean, we have previous proposal. We can try to see if we can get other proposal. If we are not happy, we don't need to. We don't need to provide, but for example, we have a solution like to get Carl to go to OECD ministerial. It's kind of good event, I think. So, Farzani, Peter, what do you think? Oh, can you hear me?
Yes, sorry. I just
stay here.
Okay, great. Thank you. So I don't know. I mean, you disagreed with me. I'm not going to insist on this. I just think it would be nice to reach the call, but if you don't want to do it, you don't want to do it. I don't want to create work for myself.
Farzan, I'm fine to issue another call. So the objection is coming from Milton. And I think sending Carl to OECD in terms of timing, yeah, still okay, I think. He will be in time within the six weeks requirement.
Okay, so I'm just going, sorry, I didn't raise my hand. No, it is not crazy, Milton. Farzan is speaking, because we are not going to compile and wait for the proposals just as we did last time, and we are not going to get as many. And as I said, we could just judge them based on when we get them. So So what I suggested was that also we shouldn't wait for all the EC members to respond. I think RAFIC should be able to make a decision even if it doesn't reach the vote threshold. But I'm not going to insist on this. If it's not acceptable, then we just move on to the next agenda.
Yes, Milton?
Okay, so there's, again, my position is that if Carol has a good proposal and it's not too late, then we approve that, we send him to the OECD ministerial, and that's it. We're done for this year, and then we think about what we want to do next year. We develop a better call with clearer criteria and possibly bigger and more ambitious budgets, but more limited in number. But it just seems to me that the only thing that's driving us this time is that we have a certain number of slots, and we're afraid that not using them is going to eliminate the chance. And I just don't think that's a very good reason for us to ask for a bunch of last-minute proposals that are going to be poorly vetted and thrown together. And they're going to create a workload on us that is not going to be all that productive, in my opinion. So I just don't see an unbalance why we would want to do that. Just again, it's just like, oh, there's six slots. We have to do six things. I think that's a really poor rationale. And I think if I can, if we can say we did some really good things with the funding that they gave us, and say that we just didn't get enough good proposals this time, but we expect to get better ones in the future because of better planning, I don't see why they would cut the budget.
Okay. Yes, Peter? 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 Okay, we cannot hear Peter talking. It's not just me, I guess. Okay, so at least for next year, I think we have to maybe to list some prospective events or conference we think are useful or they can be good target, and to start, to issue the call early. And to ensure that we have all the requirements and so we can start allocating from July and not wait till like now, trying to figure out how to use the slot.
Dial
so,
in. Dial in.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Who is speaking?
Hello. So.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So, my thinking is for the current FY16, we have to work on the final proposal, whether to resend a call or not. Because if we don't resend a call, we may lose one or two slots. I just heard Milton said if we don't do that, so we may lose one or two slots. Okay, so that's my thinking.
Yes, Peter. I don't think we will lose slot per se. I mean, it just it depends how the it's still a pilot project and it's renewed every year. So if it's renewed, we are probably get 5 slots, but just we don't know in future what can happen. I mean, if they will assess how the community uses the slots in the whole, and they will find, for example, like overall it's mostly ALAC uses it, but not all GNSO, so they may decide to do some changes. But this is kind of in foreseen future. I cannot state what will happen. And also maybe for FOI 17 to have in mind that, for example, like business constituency for this year, they choose to use the 5 slot just to organize one outreach event. So there's this kind of possibility. But I think since we agreed to provide RT to go to Asia, Asia Pacific IGF, maybe we cannot do it for next year. I do think we may do a quick issue call quickly and just see what we get as proposal. If we don't get good one, we just say okay, that's it, and we can live with that. At least is to be transparent, because when we made announcement, people thinking that we allocated to some person and some of them are not going. So just to be kind of transparent why we have to deal with such situation. So.
Okay.
So I guess I can issue using the call text proposed by Farzani and send it and see what we get. If we don't get a proposal, I mean, good enough, we can move on. We have also the option with Carol. So, yes, Milton, you can oppose, but we don't work by full consensus in NCUCEC. As we said, also we can send Carol to the OECD minister, and better to start working with him and to prepare to fill the form and check with him if he can go and he need to register for that OECD ministry. Yes, so what do you want to vote on, Milton? You can speak.
Well, somebody has to make a motion, so... If I understand properly, you are making a motion that we reissue a call, a motion that I am going to argue against or have argued against and will vote against. But is that what we're going to do now? We really need to move this forward. We can't just kind of, you know, discuss things and not reconcile or resolve them.
Yeah, Milton, we are trying to work in consensus. I understand that you are opposed. You expressed your opinion, you argued.
The point is not that I'm a for or against a particular thing. The point is to move the emotion.
And
so
that's what we are trying.
Are you making a motion or not?
Yes, that's what I'm suggesting, that we
you don't try to make a motion. You either make...
Okay. Alhamdulillah. Yes, the motion is that we issue another call for crop slots for the two remaining. since we are allocating one to Karel, pending that he confirmed that he is going, he can go to OECD Minister. To support Karel and to issue a call for two remaining crop slots. Okay, let's vote on Karel first. Okay. So he's for that we sent Karel to OECD Minister. Okay, 2, 3, 4, okay, motion passes, okay. So we can move to the second motion about reissuing the call for the two remaining crop slots. Okay, Fuzzy? Okay, so 3 yes, 1 no, and yeah, Grace. Okay, so if we also Grace agreed with the issuing, so 4 vote yes and 1 against. I am voting Milton. Okay.
I don't think you can count Grace as voting when she hasn't participated in the discussion. But if you want to do it that way, that's fine. I just I think that's not a good idea that somebody casually says something on an email list 2 days ago without any discussion, and then you decide after discussion that she's voted for a motion that she hasn't specifically participated in.
Okay.
Sorry. So, what's Peter's opinion? Peter, do you agree? Do you agree that we reissue the call for crop or not? Okay. I think Rafik agrees too.
Yes. We have three votes for yes, and. Yeah, I see only, I guess, Milton, you are voting no, voting against.
Of course.
Okay, so motion passed with 3 votes yes, 1 against. And we can move to the next agenda item, which is about the NCUCA travel support to Helsinki. I asked Mariam to send the two requests. We only get two, one from Sena and another one from Kangash. Mariam, did you send the proposal to the EC list or not?
Perfect. I'm sorry. I didn't know you wanted to send to the EC list. I'll do that now.
So for this time, we only get two proposals. I mean, which is, not like for Marrakesh. So, Sana and Gangesh are two active members. I mean, even they are just joined like last year, but they are quite active and they are participating one in CCWG. Okay, which was Sana. and in the RDS working group. So, for then, I don't know who is talking about it. Sana, not Roxana. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Madam, please share the two requests in Adobe Connect so people can read quickly here.
I'm working on it. 1 second.
Sorry, graphic. So I can see that there is Sana wants all the $2,000. She wants $2,000 for the travel there,
yep.
Right? And then there is Gangesh wants $1,700 or something. To be honest. And then we have Soginto's situation. He wants 2,000. He wants $2,000, right?
So
kind of,
yeah.
So we kind of pass the limit if we approve the requested price that they have asked for. I would say that we tell them that we will, we can only fund them partially, especially if we want to like consider Soginto's request here. For
okay.
Soginto, I have a couple of concerns that I will say it now. Soginto doesn't live in the capital of Nigeria. He lives outside, so he has to travel to Abuja. Yeah, that's what that's the name. So he has to travel there. And the issue last time was that he traveled there, and he spent a lot of money on like accommodation for getting his visa, which he didn't get in the end. This same scenario can happen, and then we are gonna be like we might have to pay for his visa fee while we haven't been able to bring him to the meeting. So it is a very tricky situation, so again, so we have to consider it very carefully. I'm done.
Okay. Thanks, Fazane. For seeing the two cases, maybe to clarify it, that he's requesting that he get the full $2,000 because he spent he spent like 800 euros to do the visa processing because he needed to go to Abuja and so on. So it's tricky because he's talking about that, but he said that he have the receipt. I also am kind of troubled because I'm not sure if he spent that already much money just for the visa processing, how he could even come to Morocco, I mean Marrakesh in first place. So, yes, Peter.
Hello. So, I have been reading the two applications. So do we have to vote for them right now?
I asked Miriam to send before the EC call, but it didn't happen. And the two other two other members are not here, but I think since we are getting two proposals and from two active members, it can be quite straightforward. But I don't think we need to give them the full 2,000. If I read like Senate proposal and estimation, I think we can give her like $1,500. And also for Kangesh, $1,500, because it's also around his own estimation. For Senator, yes, we promised $1,250 ESD. That was for Marrakesh, I guess, because it's for Helsinki, we may think to increase a little bit, but I'm still kind of really concerned about how much he spent just for the visa processing, and he tell us afterwards. We acknowledge about the issue related to visa, but it's kind of unusual, to be honest. I mean, the whole expenses. Yes, Milton.
So I agree with what Barzana said about Sonagitu. I don't think we can afford to do that. And I think what we ought to do is just reimburse him for his 800 euros of visa expenses. Consider that essentially a waste of money. But the only thing we're paying for is to prevent poor Sonagitu from being out of pockets. But there is absolutely no point in throwing good money after bad by going through this whole thing again. And then again, we have better proposals of people who are definitely going to contribute, although I can only read one of the proposals in the screen before us, and I cannot scroll. I can read Sana's, and I can see the first paragraph of the other one. There we go. But it seems like Gangesh and Sana are both contributors that we know about, and we have budgeted 4,000, and we should not spend more than that. We are already spending over what we said we were going to spend per meeting, so that's my view.
Thanks, Milton.
I would make a motion since we need to. I would make a motion that we compensate Sonagitu for his 800 euros and tell him that we're not going to send him to Helsinki. That's my motion.
Okay. Also, to be transparent, I think we need to ask him about the receipts. Just to be sure. I mean, it's kind of, because it's hard to understand how someone can spend $800, euro, not even dollar, and asking for the receipt just for a matter of transparency here. Okay. Then I should tell him to stop the visa processing process that he's doing already for Helsinki, for Finland. Okay. So the first motion is about Sonagitu. Can you read it again, Milton, so we can vote on it?
My motion is,
yes,
to ask. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Do you want me to write? Do you want me to write the proposal in the chat, or do you want me to say it again?
Just say it, you know.
Okay. The motion is to compensate Sonogitu for his visa expenses related to Marrakesh upon receipt, of course, of the appropriate documents showing that he actually incurred those expenses, and to inform him that we cannot send him to Helsinki.
Okay. Thanks, Milton. So he's voting yes for this motion? Peter?
Sorry, I cannot understand.
Okay. Okay, so let me explain. So as you know, Sonogitu couldn't come to Marrakesh because visa the visa issue. And we said that we can move allocation from Marrakesh to Helsinki. A few days ago, he contacted me saying that he would like that we increase to his allocation because he spent like 800 euro just for the visa processing and all expenses is incurred for that, because he's living outside Abuja and so on, and need to do go to stay like 1 week and so on. So the issue here is he was asking to get reimbursed, and somehow that because of that to increase the allocation to Helsinki. And the concern is that if it's also it happens again for Helsinki, he's going to maybe to spend more money, and we will be in position that how we can reimburse someone that he couldn't even come to the ICANN meeting. So the motion here proposed by Milton is just to limit, like, I think the expenses, and just, I mean, because we don't know how much at the end we will end up. So just that we will reimburse him for what he spent for the visa processing to Morocco, and upon receiving the receipts.
Yeah, now I do understand. And I think we had agreed to move him to the next ICANN meeting. And that's our decision. But the truth is different locations have different costs. So the balance we can keep is to make comparison with other covered travelers, and we can spare more to him, and maybe we can spare less to others.
Okay.
I think we can
Peter, the problem is not balance here. The problem that he already like spent 800 euro. I think 800 euro is more than $900. And this is only for the processing to go to Morocco. So the issue is he may also have such expenses too to go to Finland. And I don't think we have we can support both like this, with even no guarantee that he can make it to Finland. So we are here trying to limit what we are spending already, and just to avoid that he got broke, because he spent already a lot of money, and to reimburse him for what he spent for the Moroccan visa. And we cannot really compare to others, because like someone for like Gangesh is coming from India, And Sana, I think, is coming from Canada. So they are not in Europe, for example, and still kind of a long flight for both of them. So.
So I'm sorry for my wrong understanding. If he requested more, 800 euros more, I think that's unacceptable for us.
Okay,
so if I am not mistaken.
Yeah, so that's why we are trying just to reimburse him to avoid that he put himself in, you know, bad financial situation. We are trying here really to be helpful because in our travel policy we are clear that we cannot really support for, we are giving support including visa, but we cannot do much more than that. Our resources is limited, and we are clear with applicant with that. So it is kind of really strange situation that we are really trying to help him. So I think it's fair just to reimburse him. We accept that he's not coming to Helsinki, and that's it. So Peter, do you vote yes or no for the motion?
Sorry. So if he needs 800 euros for visa expenses, that's too much for our budget. And for that, I vote no. But my concern is that we have agreed to move him to an ICANN meeting.
Yes, Peter, and that's why he's using the argument about the expenses for Morocco, trying to increase the allocation to $2,000. So here we think that even if we increase, there is a risk that he cannot make it for Helsinki, and then we are going, he will be in a situation like maybe he's going to spend like including what he spent already for Morocco and maybe what he's spending for Finland, and maybe it will be like 1,600 euros, something like that, and without even a guarantee that he can make it to Helsinki because he's spending most of the money just to get the visa. So the motion here is just let's limit the spending, let's limit the damage, and just reimburse him for Morocco. And ask him to, that's it, you know, we are sorry, we cannot support him to Helsinki. So do you vote yes or no for the motion?
Sorry, you mean we vote for whether we send him to Helsinki or not?
We are not sending him.
Could I get in here? Could I explain? Rafiq,
yes,
this
please.
Is my motion. This is my motion that you're voting on. So, Peter, if you vote yes for my motion, you are voting to give Sonagitu 800 euros in compensation if he can prove that he spent that, and to not send him to Helsinki. That's my motion.
Okay, so I vote no.
So you vote to send him to Helsinki? You want to send him to Helsinki?
No. Not sending.
Then you vote yes. The motion is to not send him to Helsinki.
Oh, yes, I vote for yes.
Okay, so yes, vote for the motion. Motion passes. Thank you, guys. Let's go to the next. So for Gangesh and Sena, I think there is kind of consensus here. They are both active members that we can support. I guess just what we need to agree is how much we can allocate to them. I think Gangesh has more granular proposal, and he's saying, his estimation that it's between 1,440 and $1,750, while Sana is just giving an estimation for the ticket, and she asking to get the remaining of the 2,000 for the accommodation. So basically, she's asking for $2,000. Yes, Peter?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, because you were raising your hand, so I thought you want to speak, but I guess that's an old hand.
No. I didn't. Sorry.
Okay. So first you're suggesting we discuss the amount in the mailing list? Okay. But how long you want to discuss this mailing list? Okay, works for me. Milton?
What are you asking me? Hello?
Yes, so I think the suggestion is to support both Sana and Gangesh, but discussing the amount, the exact amount should be done in the mailing list.
Okay, is there a motion? Or are we just discussing what would be the right amount?
Yeah, discussing about the right amount in the mailing list. While we are agreeing here that I think we have consensus that we can support Sana and Gangesh, both of them.
Yes, so one asked for 1,700 and one for 2,000?
Yes.
Yes, I would support both of the requests as stated, without changing the amounts. If Sana will need to pay for her hotel as well as airfare, I think it's very likely that she'll spend more than $2,000.
Okay. Okay. Farzani?
Yeah, all right. Let's just approve then. Let's move on.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah.
Let's just, yeah.
Hold on. What's this about one day?
No, I just said that maybe we want to discuss the amount. Maybe we don't give Sana the full $2,000 because I have a feeling that this full $2,000 actually sets a precedent normally, and people think that they all can ask for $2,000. We say that's the maximum. So I kind of like tending towards giving them a little bit less than $2,000 each time. But okay, if you think it's okay, I think we don't have many more. We don't have any other travel requests, so we just give Sana $2,000 and Gangesh $1,700.
Well, if you want to be really cute about it, you could offer her $1,965 because the cost of transferring her or wiring her the reimbursement will be $35, and that will be $2,000. And you'll make your point about not always asking for the maximum.
That's a smart. Okay. So 1965. Okay. Probably it's not your birth date, Milton. Okay. Okay, so we go, I think, with 965. Okay, let's make a motion here since we are trying to be formal. So the motion is that we allocate NCUC travel support to Sana Ali and Gangesh Varma with, let's say, 1,750 for Gangesh and 1,965 for Sana, and reminding them about the requirement for the NCUC travel support, including writing the report within 1 month after the meeting and sending the receipts to the Treasury for reimbursement. Okay. So I see yes, yes, I'm voting yes. And where is Peter?
Hello.
Oh, yes.
My chat is not working, but I can hear you.
Okay, so you are voting yes for the motion?
Yes.
Okay, so the motion passed. Thank you. Okay, let's go to the... Oh, and I just wanted to give an update about the Marrakesh meeting. We chased those who got support, and so Tatiana, Aiden, and Renata submitted their reports, and they are published. There were some issues in the website, but they will be re-uploaded. However, James didn't submit his report. We sent him a reminder. And we will keep sending him because, I mean, it's quite really disappointing for this case that he got most of the support, travel support to come to Marrakesh, but he didn't deliver what he was supposed to do. So, yes. And that's why we are now... have to keep record of all who supported before and to make that public in our website. Yes, Milton.
Sorry, old hand.
Okay. So we need to enforce this requirement. I think it's really a low requirement. I mean, people can meet it quite easily. But anyway, okay. So let's move on to the next item, which is about the bylaws change. So we discussed that we should organize a call to work on the bylaw change and to continue the work on that. I don't think that there was any update or comment in the draft. And I suggested in the mailing list that if you are available, we organize a bi-weekly call till Helsinki, which means like at least 1 month and a half, to move quickly on this draft and to really to organize a conf call only for the bylaw change discussion. Okay, so if we move with that, Mariam should send you a doodle to see when you are available. I understand that Milton is quite busy, but if we can find the time to organize those calls, if it's needed, we can have them in the weekend, but I'm not sure about... Oh, so, okay, let's busy after this week. So in May, it will be much more easier for you, I can assume. Okay. So we will send the doodle to organize that and to go, to make it probably in Friday as usual and for 2 hours. Yes, Mita?
Maybe this is a new agenda item, but I just wanted to... Oh, geez, I forgot what I was going to say. Hold on a second. Yes. So at the Marrakesh meeting, I had maybe an hour-long discussion with Monica and Sana Ali about incorporation. Both of them promised to investigate it for us. Both of them, I think, are law students or lawyers. And Monica, in particular, had the professor she's working for in Australia is an expert in nonprofit law. But I haven't heard anything from them since. And Monica tends not to reply to emails, not just about this, but about anything that I've ever sent her. So does anybody have good channels to Monica, and could they follow up on this and ask whether they've actually done any research, those kinds of things?
I have a good channel. Yeah, I can reach Monica, I think.
Okay, good. So tell her, yeah, I've, you know, been stalled, basically, because I'm waiting for them to do anything. Ask them if they have done anything. And if not, I think you should grab Sana. Well, when you inform Sana about her, even though I won't be there, tell her that somebody will meet with her there to be updated, and that she should, if she can, do some work to investigate this in time for the Helsinki meeting. And maybe I could come in on a conference call or something at the meeting to discuss it.
Okay, thanks, Milton. So just to be sure I understand correctly, when you had meeting with them in Marrakesh, they agreed to do research and investigation about incorporation. Yes, okay. I will reach them, and first then, I want to say something.
No, sorry. I said it in the chat. And also, I think we can just do independent research as well by just reaching out to the professors and people that, like, work on these issues. I can look around. I don't have time. So why am I suggesting this?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I think, how to say, several people have their own opinion about incorporation and also their vision about the thing. So maybe we are not necessarily on the same page or having the same common understanding, but having a research that can be shared with more wider membership would be helpful, and it will elicit some comments. Well, I am expecting, as usual, some resistance and opposition, whatever we come with. So I will follow up with this. And for the bylaw change, we should then, as said, organize biweekly calls, and we will get your availability for the coming weeks. Okay. Any other proposal for this? It's how we can move forward. Wait, Elise. How to say, Mariam, just, yeah, for, since it will be weekly calls, I guess we will try to be, to keep it regularly in the same time, same day, but just checking that most of the people are available on those times. And also you can try Tuesday and Thursday, just to ensure that we have enough choices to select. Okay. Can you move to the next slide for the agenda? Okay. The fourth item is about, I shared that document. Okay. I shared kind of what, so to explain the context, is that after the issue that happened in Marrakesh, there was some discussion within the board and staff in how to move forward with making an anti-harassment policy. And my feeling that neither the board or the staff want to push a policy on the community and want to involve it somehow. So they sent kind of several proposals how to move forward, either to create a working group with the community or just to leave the different parts of the community to send their input to the board, or also involving more experts with input from the community and so on. My understanding is many parts of the community are not really keen to get involved, and they want to push that to outside or outside expert to work on the issue. They can get input from the community and then send that to the board. So if this is how, I mean, I'm just here trying to get your feedback, input, how to what can be NCUC position here. Some groups already send their comments, like the business community, the registrar, and so on, and they are clearly for expert making the anti-harassment policy. On the other hand, the GNSO Council volunteers group, many of them from NCAG, they worked on letter and some key points of possible anti-harassment policy and send it, or they are going to send it to Akram. So this is the situation. Since we made the statement and it was shared, even if we only published it in our list, it was shared widely in many parts of the community. And I heard that it was positively received by the board and they are happy with it. So good job, Milton, for that. So The question here, what will be our proposal if there is something related to making an anti-harassment policy? I know that some of our members, they are keen to participate, but I see something, a mix between experts and volunteers, something that can be acceptable and can be kind of common ground here. thanks for Zenny. You participated in it too. Okay, yes, for Zenny.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, basically what I think about this is that we have been struggling a lot with the terms, the definitions of the terms, and what should be in the policy, what should not be, and all these sort of things, which I believe that an expert group that sits together and comes up with a text that is not finalized and the community can comment on, can overcome these issues. So I find it quite reasonable that people, like the experts, sit down, come up with a policy document that has the right terms in it, is clear, not too detailed, and then put it up for public comment. But then the problem is that if we totally disagree with the policy that the expert group has come up with, I don't know what would be the remedy. Can we actually object to it and say withdraw it, change it totally, and all that?
Okay, thanks, Rosanna. I understand that you are supporting that expert group working on that. And the community giving input and commenting their work before it to be sent to the board.
Yes, but as I said, I don't want it to be one of these public consultations that kind of like they don't consider our comments and send it to the board as they do sometimes. I want to be assured that we actually have a voice. Listen to us when we say that they change something, because otherwise it's not going to make sense.
Okay, so we say that we can get an expert working on a proposal, but such proposal should be put for consultation and input from the community, and so it can be updated with those comments, and then can be sent back to the board, something like that. I mean, the issue here is that just whatever we will end up, it will be kind of ad hoc process. I mean, I don't expect that we are going to create cross-community working group on the anti-harassment policy. But to ensure that we can have an influence and input in the policy makes sense, but not necessarily getting people involved heavily in drafting it. Okay. Maybe he's afraid to express his opinion here.
I'm just still a bit fuzzy on the process that is being followed. I mean, we had this group that Ed Morris was involved in that developed a policy proposal that was very bad, frankly, and then that, I understand, was just a GNSO group. It wasn't the official GNSO proposal, and then there's some other initiative else, and I don't know how this all fits together. When do we have a chance to intervene?
So there are two different things. There is the GNSO effort. It was agreed in Marrakesh at their GNSO public meeting there, and there was a proposal to get some volunteers from the councillor to work on letter to send to Akram as interim CEO and making proposal regarding the policy. So we had several of our councillor there. I think Stephanie, Ed, Amr, Stefania, and there was someone from the registrar. I don't recall the name. And that councillor from the registrar stakeholder group, she worked with some of their legal counsel in her organization, and she brought the draft, and it was discussed in GNSO Council, and they prepared the letter, and I think they changed even the wording from kind of policy to make what they called key points, describing what are the areas they should be. Maybe that it should be in the policy regarding what is the process to put in place, who to contact, and so on. So that's something coming more from the GNSO Council. What I shared as assured is more like because we asked the board to act in Marrakesh, and so the board and the staff was wondering what's the best process to follow. My understanding that there is no really willingness to push something in the community because it's quite sensitive, and so they are proposing several ways to move forward, either that the community to have a 100% fully community-led effort, like having cross-community working group, something similar, or just, for example, to have an expert and we give an input to that group, and this then any proposal to be sent to the board to act on that. Let me check the. Okay, can you share the link? Because I cannot click and. Yeah, so we are not discussing about GNSO effort, so that's. So the three proposal is convene a community-based group to provide a list of suggestions of other events and organization policy that the ICANN board should look at in considering improved or new policy. And understanding that appropriate subject matter expert will be consultant in drafting a final policy. So basically here we can suggest, like, for example, please look at the right policy, ITF policy, and so on, or other conference, and then the board will get expert to the final policy. Convene a community-based group to provide input to the ICANN board with respect to any potential changes or addition that board may wish to recommend to the community. As a result of further board discussion and expert consultation on the topic, and to not convene a formal group but leave it to each community, SO, AC, stakeholder group, constituency, RALO, and individual participant to provide suggestion to and comment a possible recommendation from the board as a result of further board discussion and expert consultation on the topic. So basically, we have expert in any of those proposals. Yes, it's David. David Olive, yep. Yeah, I mean I think the option one is one the mostly like to have experts working on drafting the final policy. So okay. So what's the motion for Danny?
Okay, so the motion is which approach do you vote for among the three approaches to develop a sexual harassment policy for ICE? So the first one is number one, the second one is number two, the third one is number three. Will you vote for number one? Number one? No. Number two? No. Number three?
How to say? For example, usually you may kind of pull maybe before to know and just to make motion about an exact suggestion. I don't think you... Okay, so I think most of us would like the option number three. Okay. So the motion would be with regard to anti-harassment policy, we support option three, which says that to not convene a formal group, but leave it to each community, SO, AC, stakeholder group, constituency, RALU, and individual participant to provide suggestion to and comment on possible recommendation from the board as a result of further discussion and expert consultation on the topic. So this is that the motion. And who is voting yes? Okay, I think also Peter voting yes. Okay, motion passed with fourth vote. Okay, let's go to the next. Okay, I put like any other business, but just quickly for Helsinki meeting, we are still waiting for updates how we can request for meeting slot. This schedule is totally different from usual, and so there are few. A few slots for us, and it's mostly kind of really about policy development discussion. So I am still waiting to get more information, and Mariam is following up with the ICANN staff, the meeting team, in that regard. So when we get information, I will share with you and work on our planning for Helsinki. Also, we had an issue last week in NCUC website. Technical issue is that the database of the WordPress. So NCUC website is using WordPress. Database was corrupted, and we had to do some backup. But unfortunately, it wasn't kind of old backup. So posts were gone, so but at least we could recover. And I had discussion with the E-team, including Brandon Tapani and others, about how we can prevent that in the future. We are already spending some money for the hosting. Maybe we need to improve more, or maybe changing the service and so on. So this is something to explore, and at least to ensure that we have backup, because for this time, we could get backup made by Tapani in his own PC, but the backup we had in our hosting was not enough. So it's quite risky, and because if next time we have big issue and we cannot recover, it means that we can lose a lot, like the archives, membership list, and so on. So I will check with them how we can improve such situation for future. Yes, Pazani, but it's not a sustainable solution. We need something proper in terms of backup. It depends what we want to use exactly. I mean, it doesn't mean that we need to expand much more, or maybe we can explore different services and so on. So for now, we have a shared hosting. One option is to get our self-hosting, you know, and so. Okay. The other item is about Farzani, you had another question or you wanted to comment?
So I suggest that maybe we can come up with the options and send it to the EC mailing list and see what people say about it.
Yeah, I mean, ask them and we will see what we can do. I mean, I think for now, yeah, just... if we can expand the disk for the backup, it can be enough for the time being, and so it won't be expensive. But yeah, I will follow up with them. So yeah, for the last item is about the policy support, and already I think Milton expressed objection. So just wanted maybe to clarify here that I really insist that it's a pilot project. I mean, if we don't like, we don't need to use it. And my concerns, I can understand the objection from Minton because it's some kind of related to some history, and also that our role as watchdog somehow is in ICANN, and also that we need to be capable to make our drafting. But my concern is that we need to find a solution to expand our pool of volunteers and so on to respond to the request. Many of our new members, they are asking for a lot of things. With regard, they want a lot of material, summary of NCUC positions, briefings about policies, and a lot of things. We tried before, like, to have a privacy briefing and so on, or to organize webinar. It doesn't look sustainable because we cannot really ask the same volunteers to do all this work. So I was kind of supporting this effort just at least to work even in kind of to help, like to collect material, to use even our own existing statement to make summary and so on. And we are going to, if we agree, we will participate in hiring that person to help us. So I hear objection, but I think we need to be careful here and think how we can improve for future, how we can expand our pool of volunteers, because we need to engage and kind of to do kind of capacity building. Some people, like, they ask for a mentorship program, but it means already the same folks who are overloaded to do also mentorship. So we need to think strategically here. And so that's, I wanted just to expand the context and my feeling about the whole thing. But looking forward to hearing from you guys what you think and how we should move here.
Okay. Rakit, I'm going to say my opinion as Professor Mueller seems like he's not around now. Otherwise, he would have jumped on the microphone. I can see that this proposal, this policy development help that they want to provide us with has like different kind of different kinds of help. For example, one is with drafting policy, the other one is providing help with compiling like documents and other policy materials and synthesis of. I don't see a problem with compilation of previous policies or kind of guiding us through what happened during like a working group where we can find materials like synthesis and briefings like that. And but I kind of don't like it, and I think we are agreeing with each other on that, but I kind of don't think that they should draft the policy document for us. And if you look at the CCWJ accountability, which Milton sets an example of when he talks negatively about the staff help, is that their help with gathering materials and kind of getting our attention and pointing us to this, to the certain document on the website, or compiling things or taking notes was really good. The bad thing was that they drafted all the policy documents, and we had to go through it, and we had to point out the problems. And the problem was that we didn't have the time to do all those things. So this is my opinion. I don't think there's problem with the whole concept. There are problems with certain parts of it.
Okay. Thanks for that. Yes, Milton?
There's a whistle going on, so hold on a second. Yes. So I think this issue is too complicated to resolve anything at this meeting. I think we should carry on a discussion on the list. I think what we need to do is come up with well-thought-out alternatives to what has been proposed, and we need to think carefully and strategically about, you know, how we deal generally with the scarcity of human resources in relation to the growing policy demands. One point I would make is that the growth of ICANN staff actually in some ways makes the policy development process more complicated and more demanding rather than less demanding, because there's so many, we still have to monitor these staff people. For example, on this questionnaire, question 10 is your community able to designate a dedicated policy liaison to work directly with drafting resource? So, you know, it's not like we just magically issue some commands and some document appears from the staff. We would have to work directly with this liaison. The issue of, you know, collecting community comments, I have, you know, 15 years of experience with ICANN staff summarizing community comments. In some ways it's gotten a little bit better, but, you know, it's always, there's always room for interpretation, and there's just no substitute for one of us or multiple teams of us just reading the comments and developing our own summary. And in some ways, like on some of the IANA transition documents, you know, Internet Governance Projects, you know, went through all the comments, classified them and sorted them and wrote a report. And this report was never given the same credibility as the staff report, even though the staff report was really, really inaccurate and poorly done in certain respects, simply because everybody says, oh, the staff is responsible for this, and that's the report we're going to use. So you just have to be very careful about delegating. There's a slippery slope problem here where you can eventually just lose control of the whole process. So I think we need to think carefully about this. We're not going to solve these problems now. I hope we don't have a short response time. I think we should go over this in some detail and develop a fairly sophisticated and careful response.
Thanks, Vincent. One of the things is that since I was chairing NCSG, it was kind of problem I have in mind for a long time. Because I think one of the problem we have is that we got a kind of, I won't say mindset, but we got stuck in the way that people say we need to do something, we should do something, we should, always we think. I want that, even I am going to use the pronoun we, but as EC, and I think the role of NCUC is really to support the NCAG policy development discussion, is that we need really concrete solution. One of the role of the executive committee is really to do the enrich and engagement. Personally, I would like that we start to move from an aggressive outreach. I think the outreach is working. We are improving somehow, and we can keep that effort. But we need to spend more and more effort in the enrich and in engagement. In engagement. Personally, I had discussion with several members in particular organization, like in RightsCon. When I was there, I could talk with Wikimedia and so on. So we have many new organizations, one, and we need to get them involved. and to find the right way to do so. With regard to the volunteers, this year we get new members who are involved, like Aiden, Sana, Gangesh, RT, and so on. We are really lucky. It's not going to happen every time. So one thing is how we can build the capabilities. And I think we need some support. The incorporation may help, but that was not going to happen tomorrow. It may take time to happen. And it's something is to build for kind of long term. One of the suggestions, as you saw, I sent in the list, is maybe thinking about the fellowship program. Is that there are some fellowship policy program like Mozilla. I think it's the MacArthur or Ford Foundation. I'm not pretty sure exactly which foundation, but it's Mozilla Fellowship. And also the Google Fellowship Policy. I'm not sure if we can be eligible, but it's something we can look like. Is to get someone, like kind of resource, someone who's probably capable to spend 1 year with us to work really about policy research, or also using a kind of internship program with some organization that they maybe will be happy to help us. So this is maybe a kind of workaround or a short, maybe midterm solution, but we need to work on that. And so if we have agreement, can we start working on this kind of strategy? So I may understand that you are objecting to this, but we need to propose something. We're not just taking kind of political stance. We need to be here pragmatic and to propose something to move forward. Okay. I'm not sure. Milton, you want to, it's an old hand, or you wanted to comment?
Oh, well, I was starting to type. It is an old hand, but it's a very good hand, so I'm just going to use it.
Okay.
Yes, let's develop a proposal. That's pretty much what I said. My comment is that we need to think it through, and I'm hoping that this is not one of these, you know, moving trains where it's going to move forward at their pace rather than the appropriate pace for us.
Okay. So how we should proceed? Okay, Farzan is becoming grumpy again. How we should proceed here?
Well, we have an email list. I'm not sure that this is purely an EC function. I think the whole constituency should be consulted, and the policy committee should be consulted at the NCSP level. And we should go over those documents and just trade ideas, brainstorm for a month or two.
Yes. My take here, Milton, is not that we are going to make a decision so on, but to work on some straw man that can lead to some discussion and real input. My one of worry that we tend sometimes in NCUC and NCAG to get stuck in kind of intellectual discussion that is not necessarily end up with something that can be implemented. So it's really, we need to make proposal, and we're suggesting several ideas, at least to elicit some feedback, and that we can work on that we can start investigating and see. I mean, it's like what we are trying to do with the bylaws. If we just throw the bylaws that we need to do this in the mailing list to know the result, we did that before. It's not going to get motion again. So is that if we can start, so I can create a Google Doc, I can put some of my idea and put the documents as reference and start to working on that, and everyone from the EC is expecting to work on that strawman, and then we can share it with NCUC list and maybe NCSG policy committee at the end, because NCSG policy also means involving input. What I'm thinking here is that NCUC should be the supporting organization for NCSG policy development, and that's what's happening already. So. My motion is that the EC to work on Stroman regarding policy support. To work on Stroman or for proposal for policy support based in the document we received from ICANN staff, and compiling all the proposal and suggestion, and then after finalizing it, to submit the document to NCUC mailing list for discussion and consultation. So, do you agree with this approach? Holy cow. I said, is that we EC as executive committee to work on proposal regarding the policy support based on the documents received from ICANN staff and all proposal and suggestion that EC member will bring, and after finalizing the first draft, to share it with NCUC list for discussion and consultation. Okay, so what, do you vote yes for this motion? NCUC, Milton. For the first, I would share with NCUC only. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Peter? Is Peter still with us?
Yes. I voted for yes.
Okay. Thanks, Peter. And that's... So the motion passed. Okay, I will create a Google Doc and try to start this. More work to do. Happy to do so. Okay, any other business? Any other items for discussion you want to talk about? Okay, so thanks everyone. The thanks, and the call is adjourned for today, and we will continue many more of this discussion in the mailing list. Marian, please stop the recording and wait a few minutes before leaving.
Okay, thank you very much for attending the meeting. You may now stop the recording, Ashley. Thank you.